ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया। भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिके। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text 9, titled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Wow! Na yatehe ashrama praya dharma hetu Mahatmana Santasya Samachitasya Vibriyat Uta Va Tyajet Nayater Ashrama Prayo Nayater Ashrama Prayo Dharma hetur mahatmana Dharma hetur mahatmana Santasya samachitasya Santasya samachitasya Vibriyad utabhad tyajet Vibriyat utabhatyajet Nayater ashrama prayo Dharma hetur mahatmana Santasya samachitasya Vibriyat utabhatyajet Nayater Ashrama prayo Dharma hetur mahatmana Santasya samachitasya Vibriyad utabhatyajet
Thank you.
Now, not. Yate of the sannyasi. Ashrama, the symbolic dress with danda and kamandalu. Praya, almost always. Dharma hetu, the cause of advancement in spiritual life. Mahatmana, who is factually exalted and advanced. Santasya, who is peaceful. Samachitasya, who has attained the stage of being equipoised. Bibriyat, one may accept such symbolic signs. Uta, indeed. Va, or. Tyajet, tyajet. One may give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of sannyasi, such as Tridanda and Kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. Purport. There are four stages of renounced order of life: Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahansa. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam considers the Paramahansas among the sannyasis. The Mayavadi impersonalist sannyasis cannot attain the Paramahansa stage. This is because of their impersonal conception of absolute truth. Brahmatmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabhyate. The absolute truth is perceived in three stages, of which Bhagavan, or realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is meant for Paramahansas. Indeed, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is meant for the Paramahansas. Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. Unless one is in Paramahansa stage, he is not eligible to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. For Paramahansas or sannyasis, in the Vaishnava order, preaching is the first duty. To preach, such sannyasis may accept the symbols of sannyas, such as danda and kamandalu, or sometimes they may not. Generally, the Vaishnava sannyasis, being Paramahansas, are automatically called Babajis, and they do not carry a kamandalu or danda. Such a sannyasi is free to accept or reject the marks of sannyas. His only thought is, where there is an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the Krishna consciousness movement sends its repentive sannyasis to foreign countries where the danda and kamandalu are not very much appreciated. We send our preachers in ordinary dress to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasis or in the regular dress of gentlemen. Our only concern is to spread Krishna consciousness. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमः वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निविशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
That's the only thing I do in the Western world, nothing else.
A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness doesn't need to accept the symbols of a sannyasi, such as Tridanda and Kamandalu, according to necessity. He may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. So thank you, Brother Hari Prabhu. Thank you, the devotees, for letting me speak. It is wonderful to see nice faces, many young brahmacharis. As I mentioned to my friend, Brother Hari Prabhu, that your temple president, Sundara Triptire Avasada Nahi, Jete Dekhuthile Niwa Disuthai. Who are the Oriya guys here? Raise your hands. A thing of beauty is joy forever. The point I am trying to make is whenever I come, practically every year, once in a year I come to India. Whenever I come, especially I make a point that I come to Bombay. Since I worked here in the Bombay office for a long time, and since Srila Prabhupada says Bombay is his office, so I worked hard in his office as a brahmachari. So therefore it reminds me always Srila Prabhupada's office, even though Vrindavan is his home and Mayapur is his place of pilgrimage, but it reminds me a lot the Bombay. So whenever I come, just I see always new faces. Except some older devotees, just I don't see, you see all new bhaktas, and all in, I heard some NITs, I hear some engineers, some doctors, but however I see always new faces. So think, it is joy forever, for me. For him, probably it is not, but for me it is joy forever. Because I see new faces means just now I become very happy. I don't know where are those older devotees. So, the last verse yesterday we heard, the Bhagavatam is confirming that, what is that? The Bhagavatam is confirming, a sannyasi must not present allurements of material benefits to gather many disciples, nor should he necessarily and read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. He must never attempt to increase material opulences unnecessarily. So this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is confirming. And so does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also confirming Anybody knows?
Nadhanam najanam na sundarim kavitava jagadish kameya mama janmani janmaneswari bhavata bhakti rahita kitoi.
So in the path of detachment, we don't need too much dhana, wealth.
Na dhanam, na janam, not too many followers.
Na sundaring, not even a beautiful woman or whatever, or anything that just that looks to you very beautiful. That shouldn't be the object of the vision. Even though many are grihasthas, even though they are in the household life, just this is the path of detachment. We should be detaching from all the material things, which is Sri Sri Radha Raspiyari Ji Ki Jai, Sri Gaurnita Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. So, why we become detached? Since we have accepted the devotional service to the Supreme Lord, therefore we have to seek the detachment. Unless there is detachment, this becomes obstacle on the path of our devotional service. This becomes obstacle on the path of devotional service. So that's why we definitely need the seek the shelter of Guru and Krishna so that we can become detached by having training from spiritual master. Of course, Krishna will give his mercy. So, let's get into just this Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of the Supreme Lord. It will dissipate the darkness of ignorance and lead kindly us light to go back home, back to Godhead in this dense dark age of Kali. And not only that, this Bhagavatam will give us the light by which in this dark age our path will be clear to go home back to Godhead. So that's why we need to take exclusive shelter of this Bhagavatam. In fact, it is explained in the scripture that the entire Bhagavatam is compared to the Supreme Lord's body. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to his lotus feet. Second canto is his ankle. Third canto is above his ankle. Fourth canto is his thigh. Fifth canto is his abdomen. Sixth canto is above his abdomen, that is chest. Seventh canto is his above his chest. Eighth canto is his neck. Eighth and ninth is his neck. And tenth canto is his beautiful face. 11th and 12th is his head and hair. So the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to Krishna's entire body. That means Vyasadeva is glorifying the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we gradually go from Krishna's lotus feet, that means we will start glorifying the Supreme Lord gradually. First we go from the lotus feet. Therefore, we recite the lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can obtain pure devotional service. So, following the footsteps of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, just when we continue and we see that after we get training, we start glorifying the Supreme Lord, and then we start from his lotus feet, and then gradually we go up to his head and hair. So, here Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in this
particular purport, just he has mentioned the four stages of renounced order of life. That he is talking about in this precise chapter, which is dedicated to a perfect person. Who is the perfect person? Anybody knows who is the perfect person? Yes? Krishna is the perfect person, okay. Anything else according to the subject? A sannyasi is a perfect person. Yes? Okay, let's see. Prabhupada is saying here, Kutichaka and Bahudak. These two stages of sannyas life is pretty much, they are kshetra sannyasis. Means they remain within this, in the particular area, particular temple, and they try to serve. Whereas a Parivrajakacharya, he travels around the world and preaches, presents the science of Krishna consciousness to the conditioned souls. So that's the business of the Parivrajakacharya. Parivrajakacharya has no limit. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada came in the beginning just now, even though Srila Prabhupada is pure devotee, he asked his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, first the country has to be freed and then just all of you must be reading from Leelamrita. So, the country has to be freed and then just will spread Krishna consciousness. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he said that for a Vaishnava or for a renunciate, there is no caste, color, creed and boundary. There is no boundary whatsoever. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, my disease is, I think big. And what was his big? What is his big? He said, everybody goes to England for higher studies. And anything they want to do, just they go to England. And I came to America. America means big, giant. So he preached first in the United States. Then he brought Krishna consciousness to all over the world. And his problem is big. And factually he proved that going to the big, and he did the good job and he kept the promise of his spiritual master. So he is another perfect example for us that he is a perfect sannyasi. He spread Krishna consciousness traveling around the world. In fact, how many times he traveled all over the world, anybody knows? 14 times he traveled all over the globe, setting example to the entire world, to the doctors, engineers, lawyers, scientists, businessmen, executives, laymen, students. Anybody came in front of him, he preached very strong, without any compromise. And that is the business of the sannyasi. The prime duty of the sannyasi is to preach. That's what Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport. And then, next is Paramahansa. A Paramahansa is, he is complete in his action. And also he is, always presentable himself perfectly. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that a sannyasi should be such, he should be in such mood whenever and whatever question he is asked, and he should be ready to answer and satisfy the person who is asking. So therefore, A Paramahansa is a first class devotee. In other words, he is Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari means let's make move. Prabhupada is also talking about here, Brahmatmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Sabhyate. The Brahman realization, Paramatma realization and Bhagavan realization. The Brahman realization is very neophyte, beginner. Just like many of you, including me, the beginner. So those who just came to the temple and leaving the ashram life and chanting Hare Krishna, trying to follow four regulative principles and becoming acquainted with the society and its infrastructure and trying to become, familiar with the system of ISKCON. And they are the beginner. And second class devotee studies after X number of years, he studies the Shastra, but he doesn't have so much conviction. And he sees the deities and he thinks the deities are really person, and the deities are, he doesn't think in an impersonal way, but he thinks deities are non-different from the Supreme Lord. But he doesn't have conviction in the philosophy because he's not very much trained, or he hasn't studied the Shastra perfectly, so therefore he doesn't have that much conviction. And the first class devotee is Bhagavan realization. It is the complete. That means he believes in the form of the Supreme Lord and he has conviction that object of his vision is the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Out of his causeless mercy has come in the deity form. And he has also conviction that this philosophy, this Bhagavad philosophy is the perfect philosophy and it is the absolute truth. And there is no superior philosophy than this. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example. Let me give that example so that you can be more clear. He gives the example that when you sit down right next to the window and you open the window, when you open the window, what happens? Yes? What happens? Huh? Air comes. Anything else? Any intelligent man can tell? What's that? Sun? Yes. The sun rays comes. When the sun rays comes after opening the window, then what happens? We know that there is sun is there and outside, high up in the sky and millions of miles away. But we do not know exactly what the sun looks like, but we see the millions of pencils of rays that comes in. Hundreds and thousands and millions of pencils of rays that comes in, and that's what we know. That means we do not know what is sun look like. So that is the third class devotee. Or Brahman realization. Srila Prabhupada gives that example. Then second class devotee is Paramatma realization. Srila Prabhupada compares with when we come out of the house after seeing the sun rays, when we come out to see the sun, how it looks like. And how it looks like? Yes. I'm trying to help you to become preacher. How it looks like? Huh? Sun looks like a disc and very bright. It is extremely bright and round.
But now we saw the sun. So Prabhupada gives the example. This is when we come out, we see the sun, and it is round, and it is some powerful element from which the rays are coming, by which we are becoming lightened. Just the light, the entire manifestation gets the light. And then Srila Prabhupada says, when we go to the sun globe, to that disk, when we enter in, then what happens? We see the sun rays, we see the sun entire globe, we see the entire elements, we see everything in complete, and that is Bhagavan realization. Is that sounds good? That's what Prabhupada gave the example. So, Brahmatmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan eti sabhyate. So, there are the three phases of realization. First class devotee, second class devotee, and third class devotee. In other words, third class, second class, and first class devotees are there. So, it is obvious, although we are Krishna's part and parcel, we are the same soul, but we have to go through different stages. Just like we went to school, college, universities, stage by stage, and ultimately we came to get to achieve our goal or our degree or whatsoever. And so this is what the first class devotee's business as the Paramhansa. And the Paramhansa, being first class, whether he travels or he stays in one place, he is firm, always firm in conviction, and he presents the same philosophy while he is traveling. When he is staying in one place, he presents the same philosophy. He has the same strong conviction. He is always steady and firm in his conviction. The best example is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, he wears what kind of cloth? Pitambari, yellow silken cloth, and just he has a beautiful helmet, just a gold helmet, and it is mounted with different kinds of gems and jewels. He has Kastuba gem, and just he has many other ornaments, and he is very opulent looking, beautiful, all attractive. But that very same Krishna came as a sannyasi. He came as a sannyasi means he gave up all, he renounced all his opulences, and he became completely detached, exclusively detached, and he came to teach us how to become detached. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling. Many of you know, and you must have heard in the lecture if you have not read Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was traveling in South India. And while he was traveling in South India, he preached so many conditioned souls. There are many, many Grihasthas, they came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by seeing a young man of hardly 24, just now, they became very much attracted because he is Krishna himself. So Krishna is all attractive, so they were all attracted. And being attracted, they said, just you know, we want to give up all our social obligations, all our responsibilities, and we want to travel with you. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them, saying that you stay at your home, you try to chant Hare Krishna, and try to become nice devotee, follow four regulative principles, and try to execute your service, and jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, and just you spread, in this way you spread Krishna consciousness. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling. She is a first class devotee. So, the Lord came as a first class devotee. And then,
what he was doing? When he went to Srirangam, just, you know, and his effulgence from his body, the effulgence was coming such a way by seeing all the pujaris, everybody became pale, and just everybody became attracted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was Chaturmasya. And Chaturmasya time, and generally the sannyasis and the devotees in general also, they stay in one place for 4 months. And not only they stay in one place, they try to chant Hare Krishna as much as it is possible. In fact, some of them, they chant 64 rounds, only take once in a day, and so forth. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in whose house? In Venkata Bhat's house. And what he did? He preached very strong. And after preaching, what he did? He completely, Venkata Bhat was from Sri Sampradaya. He completely changed into Brahma Sampradaya. In other words, Venkata Bhat's entire family became Gaudiya Vaishnava, from Sri Vaishnava to Gaudiya Vaishnava. And importantly, there was one more important thing is there. There was one little boy was there of hardly 6 or 7 years old, and that was Gopal Bhat. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took service from him every now and then after that what happened? So, that very same Gopal Bhat, when he was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then when Venkata Bhat and his better half, means his stree or wife, they both became older, they are about to leave their body, then Venkata Bhat gave instruction to Gopal Bhat that please go to Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already made that arrangement that there is one powerful personality who is going to come, and then my dear Rupa and Sanatana, please give your blessings to him. And that was Gopal Bhat. Gopal Bhat came, when Gopal Bhat Goswami came to Vrindavan, just in association of the Goswamis and other pure devotees, he became also a very high class devotee. And he became, in fact, not only that, he became one of the 6 Goswamis. See how the power of preaching, the power of the pen is mightier than the sword, friends. If we try to preach, keep maintaining purity, just we can change anybody and everybody. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the best example for us. He stayed in one place as a first class devotee and he preached. And he converted so many of them, so many devotees to Brahma Mata Sampradaya. And not only that, just he brought a powerful personality by his divine association. He made first class devotee, that is Gopal Bhat Goswami. Imagine. This is the best example. Let me give you another example so that you will be happy. So you will not complain. There is another example. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who is the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, a fired up preacher, Singha Guru, who spread Krishna consciousness in India and outside India, established 64 Gaudiya Mutts and made many pure devotees. Towards the end of his life, what he did, just he remained in Mayapur, in barely in a mud hut. And he chanted 1 billion holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, for the peace of this world. So the point I'm trying to make is, I'm trying to justify that, just, you know, a first class devotee is the complete, he is the Paramahansa, he is the sannyasi, he is called Swami or Goswami, who is the controller of the senses. But whereas in the karmic world, what they are called? Godasas. They are controlled by their senses. So sannyasi, kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kena hoy, je Krishna tatvabid, sei guru hoy. Vipra means brahmana. If someone is brahmana or a nyasi or sannyasi, or if he is a sannyasi, shudra kena hoy. Even if he is a shudra, if he can accept this brahminical activities, if he can accept this Vaishnava philosophy, this Bhagavad philosophy, he can also become first class. Whatever, there is no caste, creed, color, boundary, nothing for one to enter into Krishna consciousness. Or there is no qualification required. Anybody asked, just you have to become BA, MA or PhD or doctor, engineer or NIT graduate? Anybody asked? No. No qualification is necessary. Anybody has asked, just to know, if you are coming from low background, that you cannot enter in the temple? No. The Bhagavatam explains, Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulaka Avira Kasa Javana Mlecha. These are the lower than the lowest of mankind. If this kind of people, this kind of individuals, they come in and take shelter of Guru and Krishna, they can also become first class devotees. They can also become first class sannyasis. There is no problem whatsoever. Vaishnavere kono jati gotra nei. A Vaishnava is never asked, what is your caste, what is your gotra, or what clan you are coming from, and so forth. Vaishnava is never asked. So therefore, there is no problem. No problem. Anybody can become a first class devotee. In fact, let me give you an example. Just know, since I have been preaching more than 3 decades in America, so one of my friends is a black body devotee, he's a good devotee. When he got Brahmin initiation, after getting his Brahmin initiation, he wrote an article for BTG. Anybody knows what is BTG? Back to Godhead magazine. You have to read. Don't sleep. Read. So he wrote an article in Back to Godhead magazine saying that how I came out from gutter. How I came out from gutter. Because he's a black body devotee. And then he got Brahmin initiation. And after getting Brahmin initiation, he was thanking to Guru and Krishna. And factually he was eating cow, just breaking all boundaries of all regulative principles and so forth. But after coming to the moment when he started doing the deity worship, he was crying. And then he became really nice devotee. And he started preaching also, teaching others. And then he wrote, according to his realization, how I came out from the gutter. So friends, this material world is like that. This material world is compared to the gutters. The so-called high-class life or decent life, it is actually not decent life. It is really miserable life. Those who are making lots of money, we think they are very happy. They are not happy. Those who have name, fame, distinction, address and prestige, confirmed. They are also not happy. Those who are in big executives such as President of the United States or any powerful person, they are not also happy. No one is happy. Who is happy? Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta. Atev Krishna bhakta santa. Bhokta, the enjoyer, those who are trying to enjoy their senses or opulences, they are not happy.
Mukti, those who are after liberation, they are also not happy. Siddhi, those who are trying to get some perfection in their lives, they are not happy. Kami, those who have kamana, basana, icha, just a lot of material desires are there, they are also not happy.
Atayev Krishna Bhakta Santa.
Many a times we are asked, just when we go to streets of America, streets of New York City, just when we go to chant Hare Krishna, and devotees are smiling and chanting, just you know, then many people come just and they say, "You Hare Krishnas, your 32 teeth is seen. What is the secret?" They asked. What is the secret? The secret is, the moment which we try to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, He, Hari means He who takes away, also He who gives. When we are in the material world, He takes away all our happiness. Despite we are rich, or despite we are powerful, or despite we are whatever you can say, opulent, means rich. He takes away all our happiness. Everything. Nobody is happy. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. All are unhappy. And then they say, same Hari, He who gives happiness. He who gives also wealth. If He wants, He can give the wealth also. The best example is, anyone who knows? Sudama Vipra. Just how He made Him opulent, giving Navashchami Prasad. So, because He is a great devotee. So, He not only gave happiness, but He also gave wealth. So, Krishna takes away all happiness, those who are not surrendered to Him. And, the moment we surrender, He takes away all our opulences and He gives us happiness. That's why our 32 teeth is seen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I have quite a few things to say. How long I can go in the class? 5 more minutes. Wow. So, anyway, just let me give just one little thing. This Bhagavat Katha, just Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, which we are trying to discuss every day. Every day the science of Krishna consciousness. And that Bhagavatam, whether you accept or not, whether Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept or not, even though I am a Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Bhagavatam was spoken first in Orissa. Not in Naimisharanya, but in Orissa. Who knows that? Anybody knows? It is mentioned in some Purana. Just let me quote it to Sripad Gaura Govind Maharaj. Yes. Yes. It was, the Bhagavatam was discussed in Bhubaneswar. What is that kshetra called? I forgot that kshetra. Just anyway. Puri is Sri Kshetra, Bhubaneswar is some other kshetra. So it was correct. It was spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. First time it was spoken in Bhubaneswar. And it was spoken by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati under a banyan tree. And Lord Shiva made exclusively calm and quiet deep people. Deep people means no people. No other individuals. Only Parvati. One to one, Lord Shiva was giving the talk. And but there is one person was there. Who was there? Anybody knows? Eh? Sukadeva Goswami was there? A parrot was there. A parrot was hiding on top of the tree and listening to the Bhagavad Katha. And Mother Parvati was sick or pregnant. She was tired. Lord Shiva was continuing talking of Bhagavat, and Vaishvanam Yathasambhu is a powerful Vaishnava, is a great realized soul, and he is also non-different from Vishnu and Krishna in some way. So that very same personality who was speaking about Bhagavatam, Mother Parvati was saying just now, yes, yes. And in due course of time, just she slept. After she slept, on the top of the tree, just the parrot was hiding, and parrot started saying, yes, yes, and yes. And after some time, just when Lord Shiva, just you know, he was completely entranced while he was speaking. And the moment he opened the eyes and he saw just you know, Mother Parvati is sleeping, and but just the response is coming from somewhere else. Who could that be? Then just he saw Mother Parvati is sleeping, just you know, who is responding? Then he saw here and there, and just he couldn't see, just you know, on the ground, and then he saw the tree, and the tree, top of the tree, there was a parrot. And this Bhagavatam was supposed to be exclusively spoken to the person or the audience who is qualified to hear. Therefore, when Suta Goswami spoke that very same Srimad Bhagavatam, he narrated because he was there when Maharaj Parikshit was speaking. And he came and he spoke to the all these self-realized souls, hundreds and thousands of great souls, those who are high-class devotees, and Sukadev Goswami was empowered, and he was keeping the complete command over Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he was able to speak, and just you know, that very same thing was Suta Goswami heard, and he also presented as it is in Naimi Saranyam. So the point is that, so anyone who is the audience who is exclusively qualified to hear, they only hear the Bhagavad Katha, not anyone else. So that's why Lord Shiva became very upset, and he went after the parrot. And the parrot just didn't know what to do, just fearing, just went to Vyasadeva's wife, just through her mouth went to her womb and remained over there. And how long it remained? 16 years it remained. And he didn't want to see the dualities of this material world. That's why he didn't. And Sakshat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, came to invite him to come out. Your mother is in agony, just please come out. And when he came out, just he started running from his father and mother. He didn't want to be attached. So this is the sign of detachment. Another perfect example, the perfect person is, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who became exclusively detached from this material world, so does his parents even. And his purity was understood while he was passing through just the young women, they were taking bath, just now keeping their clothes at the shore or at the steps, and then they were taking bath, and just when Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he ran, the girls were not shy, just now they were taking bath freely, but when Vyasadeva, an old man, who is the compiler of Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the Grihastha, and who passed through, just the women just immediately try to cover their bodies. So this shows that Sukadeva Goswami is exclusively pure and 100%, 101% detached from this material world, and he is the real Paramahansa. So I was asking question to myself this morning, who could be the perfect person? And that is Sukadeva Goswami. I'll stop here. And anybody has any question, one or two questions, otherwise I will stop. Hungry? No? So then ask question. Who is supporting? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So you told that for coming to the Krishna there is no qualification. But
what is that? I didn't hear your question.
Yes, Raji. Then in Bhagavad Gita it is said that Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. Those who are four qualities of four categories people, they worship the Lord. For another place it is said that जिसके पाप सब धुए हुए हैं वो भगवान की पूजा कर सकते हैं. He can worship the Lord. So is it not qualification or
what is your first line of your question? I didn't hear.
Yes, Proji, you told na ki this for to worship the Lord there is no qualification. Kibhi vipra ke banyasi sudra kene ne. So
yeah, chaturvidha bhajante mam. There are four classes of people. They are remembering the Lord and chanting His glories and so forth. Those who are distressed, those who are searching after wealth, those who are, what is the third one? Inquisitive of the Absolute Truth. And the fourth one? Those who are in search of knowledge. So these four qualities, they have, that is their material qualities. So still, you know, they are not perfect, but still they are looking for. What they are looking for? The person who is distressed, he is looking for how I can, he is very much in distress, he is beaten by Maya like a hell. So he wants to be happy. He is looking for happiness. Therefore he takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. He is taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. When he takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, then he becomes happy just like you all. 32 teeth he has seen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And those who are in search of knowledge, there are gyanis are there, philosophers, philanthropists, so many types of unwanted knowledge. So Prabhupada says it's a waste of time. It's waste of time. I understand. I also went to school, college, university, and you guys, many of you went to school, college, university. Actually, it's a waste of time. But now, by Krishna's mercy, we are using the very same things, same degrees. I mentioned in the class, just to, I don't know where you are, I mentioned just no qualification whatsoever was asked, no caste, creed, color, boundary, just nothing was asked. Anyone, I also mentioned Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pulaka, Avirakasa, Javan. They are just lower than the lowest, Naradham. So they are also not asked any question and so forth. So just, there is no question arise. Just nobody is asked any qualification. So, so anyone can come and chant Hare Krishna. Man can chant, women can chant, poor can chant, rich can chant, American can chant, European can chant, Australian can chant, black can chant, brown can chant, white can chant. We are not this body. We are spirit, soul. That's it. And period. That's the Bhagavad philosophy. Anything else?
Puji,
no question?
Puji, that my point is that is that quality is not become the qualification to come to the Krishna. That four qualities. And
those four qualities? The qualification. No. That's not the qualification. That's the, in fact, that's their material desire. That's their material desire. They're having that material desire, but they're still looking for only one thing. How their 32 teeth could be seen. In other words, they are looking for happiness. But when they surrender to Krishna, everything becomes subsided and they become ultimately happy. Irrespective of you know, poor or rich or in search of knowledge or whatever. Just know all those four categories. Is that clear? Yes. So one more, finally I have one little question. Who is supporting the school, college, university preaching? There is one person is there who is preaching there. Who is supporting? Raise your hands. Nobody? Everybody is busy in Prabhupada's office, eh? Only Kalam Chas, eh? No. Please support school, college, university. The reason I'm just trying to say this. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami says, between 15 and 35 years old people, you can mold them to become Krishna conscious. And after that, the person when it becomes reached to 36, it is very difficult. Old is gold. It's very difficult. His life is molded in different direction. Precisely Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami says, 15 to 35. Now you can imagine 15 to 35, who are they in? Schools, colleges, and universities. So please support him. 100%. We have to make devotees. We have to spread Krishna consciousness. We have to cover the whole world. Try to capture the whole world. We know, just you know, in the near future there will be problem, there will be war, there will be just all kinds of problem will come. You know, we may not get even material facilities. Even in one point there will be no water. We have to look for water to drink. It will be also, there will be scarcity of water. So therefore, there will be all kinds of obstacles will come on our way. Then you know what Srila Prabhupada says, when demoniac nature will be prevailed? Hare Dhisum Krishna Dhisum. Means just chant Hare Krishna, you chant Hare Krishna and shoot the demons. By hearing just the holy name of the Lord, they will also go home back to Godhead. So please preach, please help. Many of you are educated boys and girls, please help spreading Krishna consciousness, especially preaching in schools and colleges and universities. And thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki? Shishi Radha Ras Bihari ji ki? Shishi Sridharam Lakshman Hanuman ji ki? Shishi Gaur Nithai ki? Nithai Gaur Premanande? Hare Krishna.